Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God, with your host, Bishop William Pittman and Prophetess Loretta Pittman. Now get yourself a cup of something special and enjoy your time in the Marriage Cafe.
Hey!
Hello, everyone. Hello. All right.
Are you in here?
I'm in here.
You are in here? Okay, because it looked like your shoulder was out a little bit. Okay. All right.
I need to get closer.
Yeah, there you go. Get a little closer. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, everybody. We are here.
We are live. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
God is so good. We pray you guys are here with us. We are here, we are live. God is so good all the time.
God is good. Yes, he is.
So anyway, how was you all's week? I know I always ask my husband, I'm gonna ask him too. How was your week, honey?
My week was good. No complaints.
No complaints.
I could complain, but I'm not gonna complain.
You're not gonna complain.
Nope.
Alrighty. Okay.
My grandmother would say, if you don't have nothing good to say,
don't say nothing at all. Yeah, my mama used to tell me the same thing. I tell you, God is good all the time. We are ready to work. We are ready to do what God wants us to do on tonight.
People coming on.
Yes, we are live. I've been busy myself, working
my
on the new book. So we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But
yes.
I am grateful. I am so thankful for God allowing me to get to write what I write and to share with you guys what he wants me to share with you guys about marriage and commitment. Mm-hmm. Covenant kingdom marriages is what we cover. So. You know, God is absolutely amazing. So anyway, so we're going to talk about that in a few more minutes. I'm just sharing right now. So
yep,
that's what I'm doing.
Share. She's always.
And if you guys are here, we want you guys to share. Share with somebody who is married, single, looking to get married, working on it, you know, whatever they're doing. Share it. That's what we want you guys to start to do. Bring some more people in so that people can, you know, get delivered and set free and all of those things. So, you know,
that's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key. Get delivered.
Yes.
You know, pray that God
and get their marriages saved.
Yeah. That God use us in a mighty way, that you'll hear something different from the Lord and something that make you want to change your life.
Yes.
You know, for the better.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Hallelujah.
Yep. So anyway, God is good. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and do what we do.
To the Lord in prayer.
All right.
What we do. You ready?
All right. Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God. I'm Prophetess Loretta Pittman.
I'm Bishop William Pittman.
And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer before we get started.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's go.
Dear Lord, we're so grateful for another opportunity to come live tonight. We pray for all your listeners out there tonight. Lord, we pray that you give us a rhema word. You said in this hour, you'll give us the words to say. So Lord, we surrender all we do and all everything into your hands tonight.
Yes, we do.
So Lord, we just thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right. I can't get it out.
I needed some help. I thought you was going to slap me on my back.
Like, what's going on? Why he couldn't seem to get this out?
Get it out.
Okay. But anyway.
In Jesus'
name.
Well,
praise God. But anyway, I am just so excited about my new project. Guys, I'm just so excited. I got my book. My pre-copy, because you know you get that copy that you get and you read and you make sure of mistakes and different things before you actually put it out to everyone. And so I got that copy today, so I wanted to show you guys the copy that I got. I'm so excited about this new project. It has me and Bishop again on the cover. You know, the Lord told me that's how he wanted it. It's a series now of Marriage Wisdom Moments. And this one is Recognizing Your Spiritual Style of Communication. You know, my other one was 31 Days to a Better Marriage. So this is not the same book, if you think it is. It's not the same. As a new picture of me and Bishop on the front and then my, you know, author information on the back. But you can pre-order your copy right now at our website at themarriagecafe.com. I got it on sale for pre-ordered signed copies. Okay. It's not live yet on Amazon. It won't be on Amazon Live until Wednesday. So, but I got my my pre-order copy already so that I can make sure that everything is good for you guys to read it. I'm so excited about this project because we all have different styles of how we communicate and spiritually, because we always want to look at communication as, oh, you know, we're just humans and this is how we just, we are just the way we are. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I remember saying, well, I am just the way I am. But no, you're not just the way you are. You're that way because of how things probably developed in your younger years, you know, when you were a kid growing up. And so you obtained a way of communication, a certain style, spiritual style of how you communicate with your, you communicate with people today. You know, so no matter who you're communicating with, whether it be friends, family, husband, wife, you would develop a certain style. You did. You don't know that you did, but you did. And so that's what this book is about. And it's about you recognizing you. Okay. It ain't about you recognizing your partner. It's about your partner recognizing themselves when they read it. But it's about you recognizing you because you have a certain way that you communicate with people. And if we can get that down and really understand that everybody communicates differently and everybody learned different as a child, then you probably wouldn't run into so much fighting and arguing and being so separate, because then you'll start to understand why a person communicates the way they do. We all learn from our parents. We learn from family members on how to communicate and how to talk to people. You know, my mom, she was a yeller. She yelled every time about everything. You know, she yelled at her husband. She yelled at us, and everything she learned how to communicate was to yell. So somewhere down the line, I believe that she learned that as a kid growing up, you know, seeing her parents communicate and interact with each other, you know. So, you know, it's just we all have different ways and styles. And so this book tells you, will help you with that. Let's just say that it's going to help you. It's going to help you understand you, and it's going to help you to understand why you do what you do. OK, because it has a name. God is amazing. I am so proud of this project because it took a year to write this book, and God truly, truly worked on me in writing it. And then not only that, but he showed me a lot of times as I was writing this book. And this book will help you. It really will help you. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And I'm very proud of the project in which God had put on my heart to actually do. So now this is a series. We did the one already on 31 Days to a Better Marriage. So this one is on communication. The next one is going to be on love. So I'm working on the love chapters right now. So that will be out next year in February. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on that right now. I'm not stopping. Can't stop. Won't stop. God got me writing these, and I'm going to keep writing them until he tells me not to. Okay. Hallelujah. So my prayer is that you guys go get it. Okay. It's free shipping. So it's no excuse not to get it. It's only $15 on my site, and my signature goes on it. I'm going to write a special note to each and every one of you in that book from my heart, from God's mouth to my heart, and I'm going to send it out to you. So free shipping. So go to my site at themarriagecafe.com to get your copy. All right. That's all I wanted to do.
No, you did wonderful because I want to say this, you know, a wonderful book to get. What they say, a wonderful reading book.
Yes.
You know, communication. We all need it. And I had the pleasure of watching my wife for a whole year.
Yeah.
And she worked hard on this book.
I did.
So get it, read it, and let it be a blessing to you.
Yeah.
Let it be a blessing.
I want to say one quick thing too about that book is that, you know, every morning, my husband has appointments. So I would go with him to his appointments, and I would get up at like 6 o'clock in the morning, because he has to be there by 8. And it's a wild drive for us to get where we got to go. But I go to the Dunkin' Donuts where my husband goes to his appointments. And while he's at his appointment, I would sit there and write. And so we're sitting in that establishment, and I wouldn't eat nothing there because I don't eat donuts. But just being in that establishment and that atmosphere helped me to get so creative. And I say that to you to say that sometimes you need to get outside of your house and get outside of your boxing or whatever it is you normally do and do something different so that God can reach you creatively. Mm-hmm. Because God can, when you allow God to do that. And God has truly reached me in the creative department when it came to writing this book. So I'm just so happy about it. And like I said, go get your copy, a signed copy, support us, because we have been doing a lot when it comes to the Marriage Cafe. We love it. Don't get me wrong. Yes. Whether you buy one or don't, but we really would like you to buy it. And let us know that, you know, you really appreciate what we do. So anyway, thank you. Just wanted to say that. God is absolutely amazing. I'm so happy about it. So yeah, it was just nice listening to like all the sounds of the people and everything, sitting in there actually writing, and nobody knows that I'm writing. I'm just in there writing. It's just it was amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
Hey, glory be to God. All right. Well, I wanted to say last week was, if you didn't hear that message last week, you need to hear it.
Get it in here. Get out your head is what it was called, right?
Get out your head. And we talked about dating and dating sites.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people need to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of young people, single people
need the truth.
Hear it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need the truth. But tonight we're talking about,
It's continued.
But we're talking about value yourself in the process of dating.
Mm.
Value yourself in the process of dating.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal is tonight, the goal is to wake you up from serious heartbreaks. I'm gonna get deep. Work for me. I ain't nervous. Let me get it down.
All right.
So it says we're gonna value yourself in the process of dating.
Yes.
But the goal tonight is to wake you up from serious heartbreak.
Mm.
I had to get that out.
Okay. For some reason.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm talking about tonight, I've been studying, and it talks about different types of women, different types of men when you talk about dating. And I started looking over the past few weeks, just looking to see. And a lot of people we counseled and communicate with and talk to, all that good stuff. And it's different types of people. But what it is, you get caught up into these different types of people. So mm-hmm. I wrote down some of them just to give you an insight on it. So one, I talked first, I started off with the woman, a different type of woman. So my number one, it talks about, a woman that's a drama queen or a material woman. So what it is, I'm gonna go through some of these as far as the woman and for as the man. But I don't want you to look at this like we just when you look at this type, you say, okay, this woman is a drama queen, or this woman is a material type of woman, that you just throw these people away,
mm-hmm.
or the man, whatever he is. No, right. It's not the point tonight of that. I want to show you something that what we need to do when it comes to dating,
mm-hmm.
or getting involved with a person. My main focus tonight is to let you know this is what you're getting in bed with.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you're getting involved with.
That's good. Yes.
Because when you know what you're getting in bed with or involved with, then you should be able to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's a certain way that you need to handle this type of person. Not handle it, but if a person's a drama queen, look, this is what they say about, she feels the world is out to get her. She's always a victim.
Mm.
And it could be a man too.
Mm-hmm.
They feel as though somebody, the world is after them, and it's and they're a victim. They always playing a pity party or whatever. Everything is blown out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
So when you know you got this type of woman, that's what I'm saying tonight. If it's a man or a woman, if you know you got this type of person, you got to know how to, if you want to deal with this person.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what, you want to touch on any of this?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
So let me just lay the foundation.
I'm going to say something. I feel like definitely you need to know when you're in that process of dating who you mm-hmm. are actually getting involved with. You know, a lot of people don't take the time to learn the person before they just jump into bed with them. A lot of people just go into bed. You just mm-hmm. getting sex. You just want to be satisfied. So you're not worrying about what that person's life is like or where this person came from or what kind of lifestyle this person lived outside of, you know, that moment that you just want to spend with them. So you do need to know what it is that you're getting yourself into before marriage. Okay, in the dating process. The dating process is very, very important. And even after you get married, you know, you still need to understand your spouse and all of those kind of things, whether if you're newly married and all those kind of things. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm gonna just go over these because what it is, I want you to see this. I'm
getting an understanding.
Right, getting an understanding
of
this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the main thing. Like I said, you know, drama queen, we went through that. She feels the world is out to get her. She always the victim. The material girl, she want gifts. She want money. She always want to, well, she probably want to spend a lot of your money. So that's the material girl. But then you get chicks that, I mean, you get women, they say that, they wrote it down this way. The one that's a Barbie doll. Always wants you to cater to her needs and her wants. And,
that's good.
And she's not thinking about anybody else. She's just thinking about her needs and her wants. Mm-hmm. So these, what it is, when you look at these certain type of women, you got to know, see of them for who they are. And they got another type of woman. What you getting involved with. Mm-hmm. So the all about me woman. Anybody ever had, you know, that type of person around them? It's all about me. So when you get that type of woman, you got to know how to deal with her. It's not saying we take these people and you just throw them away, because God wouldn't do that to us. Mm-hmm. You know, God is not, hey, please, a lot of us will be gone then. But no, he looks at us and he said, okay, I know this is the type of woman I got. So this is how I need to deal with her. I need to be on her level. You know, I signed up for this job. So anyway, mm-hmm. that's all about me, woman. The world revolves around her. And then you have another one here. This one I kind of, you know, they talking about the hood rat woman.
Mm.
I really, the hood rat woman, no job, no education. This is what they say. This is the picture they paint for you. Mm-hmm. No job, no education. Three different types of baby dads and all this type of stuff. They saying just because you came from the hood, she's a hood rat or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this is the type of woman that you're going to get. I'm painting a picture for you tonight. You know, and then you got some women, they dress nice, they got curves, they got hips, they got nice hair, they got all this type of stuff. That's close to the material woman. But what it is, she got all this stuff, all this material stuff going on. And also like a Barbie doll, she want to make herself look good, but she's not thinking about anybody else. She's just thinking about herself.
Let me say something.
She's that type of woman.
Right. And that type of woman, far as I'm concerned, there's no spirit behind that person.
Yeah.
That person is just all about their looks and their body shape and all that kind of stuff. Not understanding that as time go on, you ain't going to look like that. You know what I mean? As time goes on and you get older, your body is not going to still be the same and all of those kind of things. And so if there's no, you know, the Bible talks about that, you know, when you have in braided hair and adorning yourself with jewels and all those things, but yet your spirit is not beautiful. A lot of these women you're talking about, they don't have no beautiful spirit. Mm-hmm. So go right ahead.
Yeah. And then you have the player type of woman. Mm-hmm. She's charming, but she's always playing on you. She's always trying to manipulate you. You know, because that's what she does. She's a player. Not just a man a player, but a woman can be a player. She's playing on your emotions.
That's
she's
good.
Playing on your, you know, that she know how to get you.
Mm-hmm.
The way she dressed, the way she carry herself, the way she look, she knows she got you in the palm of her hand. And you got to watch these type of women. Okay, the gold digger. All she want is money. She wants money. She wants wealth. She wants material things. So a lot of these women that you... a lot of men, because they look good and all that, and they got the hips and the breasts and all this, you go all out for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they know this. Mm-hmm. So they using you.
Yeah.
And you know, and you don't want a woman to use you. Mm-hmm. And you have a woman that's a princess type woman. You know, she want to be treated like royalty.
Yes.
I'm going somewhere with this tonight.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
Then you have another type of woman, the woman that suffocates you.
Mm-hmm.
And she don't give you a chance to breathe. She always over you. That's a needy woman.
Yes.
You know, and what it is, all these types of women, I'm putting it out there tonight because you need to see what you're getting involved in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's not saying that this woman is the worst woman in the world, but once you get involved, you need to know what you got to expect what you're going to get.
Yes.
If you get this type of woman, but you want to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a woman that's desperate, yes. You know, she's desperate. She's going to be clingy. She's going to be needy. She's going to be controlling because, you know, she's got this man now, and now she wants you all under her.
Right.
You know, and that's a desperate woman, they call. Mm-hmm. And you don't, not saying, look, let's get real. What I'm trying to tell you tonight is when you get this type of woman, all not get rid of them, but know what you're dealing with. Know who you're getting in bed with. Mm-hmm. That's when it comes to the dating sites and all this. I'm saying you got all this stuff now. You can kind of avoid some of these headaches. Now, that's the woman. I just want to put it out on the woman. But now
that's
the man.
That's it. Hold on. Takiya says, know the woman or man that you are with, and you will act according to that person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because yeah. people get involved with these people, and then they say, well, I didn't know they was like that. Well, yes, mm-hmm. you did, because that person was always like that. Like, what you mean? You missed it? I mean, how can you miss it? You know, so, yeah, a lot of people, they say that. They say, oh, I didn't even know she was that way after they've been in a relationship with the person for a little bit. So go ahead.
Yeah, and then now I'm talking about the man now. The man, you got to realize people are not always what they appear to be.
Yes.
So when you're talking about dating them and going on this site, you got to have it always in your head that this person may not be telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to read the scripture for you since I got to that point. Romans chapter 3, verse 4 says this. Romans chapter 3, verse 4 mm-hmm. says, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a lie, mm-hmm. as it is written, that thou mayest be justified in the saying, and the mighty overcome when thou art judged. So that means that God telling you not to trust. You can't trust man. You can't trust man. So God is the truth. And what I look at it this way, you need to go to God.
Hallelujah.
God, nobody can pull anything on God. You know, he may pull a fast one on you, but they can't pull it on God. Okay. So you want to say anything?
No, go ahead, honey.
So the player as a man too, you got he really wants to, no, this is what it says here. Player. Now this is just a question I want to put out here. Cause mm-hmm. I remember, okay. Some women, they talk about, they want to, they like, you know, bad boys.
Yes.
You know, I want to get me a bad boy.
I was one of
those. The question is, why do you want a bad boy? Why mm-hmm. is a woman attracted to a bad boy?
Mm.
You know, why you don't want a man that's a good boy?
That's right. A good person.
Yeah. Why do a person want a bad boy?
Mm-hmm.
Can you answer that for me?
Right.
Why did you want one?
Okay, let me tell you. okay, growing up in Philly, okay, because mm-hmm. I, you know, growing up in Philly, that's all you pretty much seen. You've seen these guys, and they're really cool, and they dress really nice, and they smell good and stuff, and they talk, they got swag. You know, bad boys have swag, but at the same time, you know, you want one that also loves the Lord and, you know, will treat you right. But a lot of them don't. A lot of them don't love the Lord, and they're not going to treat you right. They are that way because they're womanizers, and they want to be a womanizer. They want you and everybody else that they can get their hands on. So, you know, and I had my chance at one of those kind of guys, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't cracked what it cracked up to be at all. So then, you know, once I saw my husband, you know, he was one of them good guys. And so it's so crazy that, you know, at first, like I said, I knew he was my husband because the Lord had told me that. But at the same time, I still had this bad boy thing in my head that I really wanted to be with somebody like that. So when I got with him, I started trying to dress him like a bad boy, you know, with the cool clothes and the Timberlands and the jackets and all of that. And he didn't like it. He didn't like it. That wasn't him. He was one of these men who liked to dress like he going to church all the time, you know, shoes, dress pants and all that stuff. That was just him. But I had to get to a point to where I accepted my husband for who he was and start trying to make him something that I want him to be, my idea. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have these ideas in our head about what kind of man we want, but God knows what kind of man we actually needed. So the bad boy wasn't what I needed. The bad boy was just something I wanted. What I needed was what God gave me. And I'm grateful for my husband, because it's so crazy that when I tried to dress him as a bad boy, he didn't want it. But because he had been working in Philly, he started becoming one anyway, in a way, and still love God and treat me right. And now he likes to put those kind of clothes on now. Now I can't stop him from wearing those kind of clothes. It's so crazy. But anyway, I got it all wrapped up in one. So God is so good.
What is Kia
saying? Okay, it says, the kid is saying that many take bad boys as dominant people instead of realizing they aren't always that way. As women, we are attracted to who is the dominant. Yep. But we never realize that good men can be dominant as well. That's very true. Yeah. Because my husband ended up being that way. It took a while. But he ended up being that way, and he is that way today. So yeah, and you're right. We're I think that's what it is. It's the attractiveness of the dominance of it all. You know, to say that you got a man's man, but a good man could be a man's man.
Yeah,
too.
And that's the key. What Kia was saying is right. Mm-hmm. You know, the bad boy, a lot of times I've seen a lot of those guys. You know, they sell drugs, do all that stuff. They bad boys. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them, they don't have no job.
Yeah.
And I thought about that today. Mm-hmm. Why would you want a woman and you got a family or children or whatever it may be? Mm-hmm. Why would you want a bad boy that's selling drugs to jeopardize you and your children's life?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What's the thinking of that? Yep. I'm going somewhere tonight. It's taking me a little time, but help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, help
me,
Holy Spirit.
Because when you're talking about a bad boy, a lot of them I've seen, they jobless.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have any income. They no use to you.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you want to settle for a bad boy. Mm-hmm. You know, I got your back and all this type of stuff. We see it all the time.
A lot of women
are attracted to that type of man.
Yep.
But still, the scripture says count the cost before you build a house.
Mm-hmm.
Count the cost before you get involved with these people. And I think that's really what we're saying tonight.
Yes.
Before you get this type of woman or this type of man, did you count the cost? Did you look at how much trouble this person was going to be in your life?
Right.
I want to go on. Because a lot of those men, they're extremely insecure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're jealous.
Mm.
They possessive.
Yes, they are.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Very true.
You can't trust them because if they be a bad boy to you, what are you trying to? He might be a player trying to play the field and all this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying tonight, we're just pointing out some things about the women, about the men.
Yes.
And this is some of the things you should be looking for. So if you want, you know, if you looking for this type of bad boy, this is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you getting what you know, what you see.
We're getting what,
you know,
what you see so is what you get.
That's right. So you signed up for this. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Before you get involved with this, count the cost, see what you get. What type of person you getting, and say to yourself, man, do I want to take this on? Because that's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You signing up for this. So don't expect somebody to feel sorry for you after you done signed up for it.
Right. And then what they want to do is once they done got signed up for it, and I'm saying marry that kind of person, then they want to get a divorce because now they feel like, oh, he's not doing everything I wanted him to do. Mm-hmm. Well, he wasn't ever doing that when you were dating.
And then a lot of times too, when you get involved, you're talking about dating somebody, And a lot of these bad boys, they don't have their own.
Yeah.
Look, they material minded too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
They may have a car and
they want to pimp you out.
Yeah,
they
want to
say, oh,
out.
My girl got this or my woman got that, or they want to act like that because they're with you, that it's theirs too.
Mm-hmm.
But they ain't come with nothing, but you came with everything. So
So these are the different types of women, but it's a lot. It talks about a lot of different types of women and men that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go on these dating sites or you getting involved with a person, we just saying you need to recognize these people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to, when I was talking about the dating sites, now I threw this out here and I was like, one night stands. How do y'all feel about a one night stand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
A one night stand is this: one night of sex, no expectation. And they, that's it. That's all they want. Neither side expect anything from anybody.
Mm.
So when you're talking about a one night stand, this is what you're getting. So now as a woman, I'm saying when you go to this dating site, shouldn't you put on there, hey, I'm not looking to be married. I'm not looking for a family.
Mm.
I'm just looking for somebody to, you know, sleep with.
Mm-hmm.
A one night stand. We know that's not of God.
Right.
But this is what the world,
they're
doing it. Everybody's doing it.
Right.
You know, a lot of the children, you know, you young people are doing it. Put it that
so
way.
Why they can't just tell the truth? That's
right. Just tell the truth. That's what he said. God,
you're not looking for a connection.
In Romans 3:4, you know, every man is a lie.
Right.
So you can't take anybody for face value.
Yeah.
You know, but this man, if he's saying that, I just want a one night stand, you got to respect that. And if the woman, you know, if you were in agreement, go for it.
Right.
That's what.
But you get some people who will get with people who say that want a one night stand and then they want more and they want a relationship. And that person don't want no relationship because they told them it up front.
Mm-hmm.
They only wanted sex with them. That was it.
Right. So when you know that type of person just want a one night stand, that's it.
Right.
You can't expect anymore.
Right. But these women, they get so connected. See, this is the thing with sex and women.
Mm-hmm.
Women and sex is that it's emotional for us. It's not just sex. It's emotional. So when we're having sex with our husbands or whoever that may be you having sex with, you are emotionally connected to them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're going to still feel that. You're still going to think about it. I mean, you got women who still, you know, think, I mean, you know, when you have an encounter with your husband, you think about that encounter. I know I do. And so, you know what I'm saying? So it's always a part of your mind and your spirit and your soul and all those kind of things. So you got to be watchful not to be out there wanting to be sexually active just with anybody. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you know, I never was a one night stand person. No, I just wasn't. Me either. We in a relationship or we not, but I'm not going to just let you use me for sex or I'm using you for sex. I don't need it. Like I didn't need it like that. You know, that was just me. You know?
Well, you know, sometime. Well, I think I was in one. You remember I told you
that
one?
Yeah, in
one. One night stand.
You was in a few, wasn't
maybe
you?
Maybe a few.
Yeah, come on. Tell the truth and shame the devil now.
Anyways. But like I said.
Tell the truth and shame the devil. Come on, tell us.
No. One, I was too drunk to know.
Oh, so, see.
At that time, that's when I was in the world, y'all.
Right, tell
I was
truth.
In the world. The mm-hmm. one night stand. Hey. But other than that. I didn't expect anything because I didn't know anything. I was doing too much drinking. You know what I'm saying? So the one night stand, that's what it's all about. So you don't expect anything.
Did
so,
you expect anything?
No, and she didn't either.
Right.
Because I didn't know I was doing it, and she probably didn't know either. So anyway, let's move on.
That's funny.
So that's what a one night stand is.
Wow.
You know, letting people know this is what young people need to know.
Yes.
This man's I mean, you need but to be straight up it? With a person.
Now, can I ask you a question? Why is it that men think that that's better to, you know, think more of that way when it comes to women? Like, okay, I just want to just hit it and quit it. Why do men think like that?
No, because, well, that's both ways.
Right.
But what I'm saying tonight, if you know you want to, it's like if you, two people, if you want a quickie, say you want a quickie.
Right.
If you want romance, you want romance.
Right.
If you
but
want,
I ain't talking about that.
No. I'm saying if you want the one night stand, say you, it goes on both sides,
okay.
The woman and the man. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, like you just said, why the man act like he got
to. Like it's okay.
Yeah, to me,
it's like it's more okay for a man to want to hit it and quit it than a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is what
well,
I'm saying.
Like you said, if it's most women, they looking, you got to find out about the woman. Most women are looking for a committed relationship.
Yeah,
they ain't looking for no hit it and quit it, especially if she done told you she's real about, she want to be married.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? But the ones in this one night stand, we need to put that on the table and say, hey, this is what I want.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't want no connection, no responsibility or whatever.
Gotcha.
You know, so that's that. But okay. Now when it comes to dating, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
So now when you meet a person the first time on a date, you're not thinking about sex. That's where the one night stand come in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when a person you really talking about serious about dating in the first, you know, when you first get together, you just getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So when I talked about the dating sites, when you can ask all these questions, I'm saying now it's better. That's why I said before I wasn't in agreement with the dating sites, but now I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can put all these questions out there. You can ask as many questions as you want on this dating site. And you get to really know this person, something about them, you know, if they real or not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really no excuse if this person is telling you the truth,
yes.
What you want, what you expect. And then you ain't even met this person yet, but you know a lot. It kind of, you know a lot about this person before you even met them. So now you have the video chat. You can really ask them the really questions that you really wanted to ask them now.
Yeah.
Because it's that time together. So I'm just saying everybody need to take the time to really get to know this person.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm doing.
Evangelist said it only takes one. Some of us are in this world because of a one night stand. That's very true. That's true.
That's back in the day. They did a lot of one night stands.
Yes, Lord.
You right on that.
Yes, Lord. That's very, very true. So yeah, you just gotta make sure of what it is you want. And you know, you don't want that baby either, you know. Because some women are just out there just to get a baby and they don't care who they have it with. So yeah.
And you're right on that. A lot of us is here because of a one night
stand. Yep, that's very true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying that's the difference. But we don't want, we got, you know, we giving out information now.
So that you can have a yourself. Choice. Right. You know, you can have a better, make better choices, you know, because that's what this is about, making better choices.
Yeah, because we didn't have anybody to tell us not to do this and not to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you just kind of grew up and did what you saw.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what I'm saying? And thank God that God had his hands on us to protect us.
Yes.
But I wrote down here 15 things that when you go on a date that you should ask. All right, you know.
Let's go.
All right. So it says dating. When you date, you first meet somebody, you're not thinking about sex on the first date.
You shouldn't be.
No, you shouldn't.
Let's just say that.
That's really well.
Unless you want.
You should have won a one night stand.
Right, just a one night stand.
But when you're dating somebody, you're dating them to get to know them.
Yes.
You know,
you're looking for
sleeping with them.
Right, you're looking for a husband or wife. Yeah.
So now, when it comes to a Christian person, they say, you know, I wrote this down. When you first start off dating, you know, for, as far as me, I think you should pray first.
Right.
You know okay. what I'm saying? When you first meet somebody, you should pray.
Well, first, I think you should ask them, do they even know the Lord?
Well, you know, you because want God to be in the midst.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, because, you know, a lot of people don't know
well,
Jesus.
You know,
well, they don't know Jesus. They know all kind of other gods. But, mm-hmm. you know, you got to make sure they on a one accord with you, number one. I will find that out first before I even go on a date with anybody. Mm-hmm. You want to know if that person's on one accord with you when it comes to God. You know, and that meaning the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, not all these other gods. So.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
Now
like, if they are, mm-hmm. then I would say.
Well, that's what I'm saying. These are questions when you go on this yeah. site, you can ask. Mm-hmm. Like the one we said, the Christian Mingle.
Yeah, Christian Mingle. Like you if you go I'm on saying? That, then of course they should be.
You know, they're Christians.
Right, they should be anyway.
They should be Christians.
Yeah, but some of these sites people go on, these people ain't no Christians, but you want them like Plenty of Fish and all these other places.
Right.
These ain't no Christian sites. If you a woman of God and you're looking for a man of God, you need to go where the men of God probably are. You know, mm-hmm. but a lot of them are not on no Plenty of Fish and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Well, the scripture I gave you, you know, every man is a lie. Don't take anybody face value.
Right. That's true.
The key.
Yeah,
don't definitely. Take anybody face value.
Yes.
But that's the light of it all. When mm-hmm. you're talking about dating somebody, of course, you want God to put his hands on it. So y'all both know the Lord. Both of y'all are going to be okay. Let's pray.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with prayer. You don't have to have a long prayer.
No,
just pray.
It'll be
you know,
short.
Keep God first before
yes,
you. That's
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
So anyway, I wrote some down here. It's number one. I wrote, "Do you want to get married?" When you go on a when you do the video chat and all that, you ask this person because evidently, if you want to be married, you need to make sure he wants to be married. You know, we ain't talking about getting married tomorrow. We're talking about you working on it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to waste my time if you know you don't want to be married.
Yeah. Because I don't know why people don't take and do that. I just think that's kind of weird to me that they don't try to ask the person what are their future plans as far as family and marriage and those kind of. They don't ask people that. They don't. It's weird.
Yeah.
They like expect for your mind just to be there.
Mm-hmm. And you need it. This is being
nobody's a mind reader.
It's being upfront with a person.
Right.
You know, hey, I want to be married. And my second one, do you want children?
Mm-hmm.
Some women, they may not want children, and the man wants children.
That's
the man
true.
Don't want children.
Mm-hmm.
So you, in this dating process, you're supposed to find out all these things.
Yes.
And then how important, number three, how important sex to you? Mm-hmm. People don't want to have a sex talk.
Right.
They don't want to
oh,
talk
my
about
goodness.
It. It's
yeah,
like
they
it's
don't
a
want
to
have
sin
a sex
to talk
talk.
About sex.
Mm-hmm.
And in the dating, you need to get it all out because a lot of times we see once a person got married, they will. Or they've been together for a while. They want to try to figure out, you know, well, you know, I wanted sex more than once a week or
right.
whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
This you need to be talking about. I want sex 2 times a day or 3 times or whatever it may be. You come in agreement as a couple. And
yes.
if that person don't want to do it, you would have found out in the dating process because you asked them this.
That's right.
Some people you could ask these questions and they'll lie.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. then you'll find out once you done got married and all that. But no, a lot of these things you need to find out in the beginning.
In the beginning.
So ask these questions.
Yeah, because then you wouldn't know how many times that person likes to have sex because everybody is not on the same sexual playing field.
Yes.
Some people are, you know, they really like sex and they want it all the time. And some people just want to have sex when they are ready to have it. And that's every now and again. That's not all the time. So you got to first get on that because we find that a lot in marriage right now with people that do get married that, oh, my spouse, I want to have as much sex as I want to have it and all kind of. And don't you know that you can talk to God and ask God to put you both on the same plan, on the same page when it comes to sex? God can bring down maybe your sex drive or bring up that spouse's sex drive to where you are, but he can fix that. And we can always go to him and say, you know what, God, my spouse is not on the same page as me sexually. Can you put us on the same page? Then that way, when you have your encounter, it is good and it's always good because you both are always ready and there for each other. You know, mm-hmm. God is amazing. He could do that.
But that's what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
How important is sex to you? If you would have talked about it in the dating process, you would know that you got a freak on your hand.
That's
or
right.
you got a person that don't
and,
want
and
sex
my thing,
all the time.
That's right. And my
so
thing is that
find
sex is
out
important.
In the beginning.
Yeah, sex is important. So why are you not talking about it?
But the whole thing, like you just said, sex is not important to some people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some people don't want sex all the time.
Right.
That's they got other things on their mind.
Yeah.
But if you got a person, this is what I'm saying. That's why I took the time to go over the, all the different types of women and the different types of men.
Yes.
You need to study it on your own, because when you know this type of person, this is what you're getting in bed with.
Right.
This man wants sex 3 times a day or whatever it may be. You should already know that in advance.
Yeah, that reminds me of something we heard on the Steve Harvey show about someone wanting sex twice a day.
Right.
You know, and why is it that, you know, that, you know, that other person didn't want no sex twice a day? That was just too much for them. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, the question was about that. But also, too, the answer was that, you know, you don't always got to do that. You got to talk to your spouse. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You have to communicate with them that that's too much, especially if you work hard and all that. If you work, you know, some people don't got time for sex twice a day, you know, unless you just meeting each other. You're newlyweds. Because, okay, when you're newlyweds, of course, you go at it, you know, a whole lot of times. It don't even matter how many times, you know. But once you're in that, in the thick of it, you ain't thinking about that no twice a day like that. And especially if you got to go to, you know, if you got to go to work. So, mm-hmm. you know.
And then it says here, you know, a lot of people say this, I don't want to ask all these, like, these personal questions in the beginning. But well, no, if you're serious about marriage, you need to ask all these. And that's the perfect time, because you right there on video chat, you can ask anything you want to ask.
That's right.
You know, you're not, that way you make a decision. Do I want to meet this person in person?
Yes.
Because I got my list. What it is, what I'm saying to you, I got 15 things I wrote down, but you need to write down what questions you want to know.
Things you might want
to
know.
Yeah, because I went up, I checked out so many things during this week, and a lot of stuff they play around.
Yeah,
they're not asking serious questions.
To me, it's too many games. Yeah, when it comes
and
to,
that's the problem, instead of being straightforward.
Right. Yeah, and even in even when you've been married a while, you know, mm-hmm. I think that couples need to be more straightforward when it comes to what they want from their spouse in the marriage. Because I find that too, people still play games in the marriage. You know, they just expect for their spouses to know when they want sex. You know what I mean? So, you know, and that's not always the case. You've got to, you know, communicate that, you know. Mm-hmm. You know.
So let me read these off.
Go ahead.
Read the rest of these off. And then number four was, how important is religion to you? A lot of people don't want to talk about religion, you know, but you go on these Christian work, you know, Christian Mingle or whatever, you're a Christian, so you should be able to talk about religion.
Okay, this is a sex question.
Go ahead.
What if you're dating, what if in your dating, you were dating to be married, to have sex, then you get married and still your spouse doesn't want to have the sex?
Okay, the whole thing there, you should have made sure that this person wanted to have sex. Now, if he said, I'm willing to, or she's willing to do this and do this, if you want sex 3 times a day, then he got a man up.
Yes.
You got a man up, because that means you lie.
Yes, that's
right.
You
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If this woman expect you, if she a freak and she tell you I'm a freak, then you need to get your freak on.
Because
you married, you got in bed with a freak. That's all we trying to say is, if you don't want sex, then you should have married a person that don't want sex all the time.
Right. That person should have did that.
Right.
The person that said they was willing to be sexually, more sexually active.
Right.
Should have been with someone that wasn't sexually active. Right. That what you're saying, basically.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
If you don't want it, you need to be with somebody that, you know, if you want it once a week, you find a person that want it once a week.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what's good about these sites and talking to these people.
Right.
Before you even get involved, this man, he, you know, whatever, you might say, you know, I don't want sex all the time. I just want, you know, some people just want a companion, you know, somebody to be around them. It's all right every now and then, but it don't mean that much to me.
Right.
You know what
I'm saying? Now, if that person, I still feel like if that person told you they was willing to have sex or whatever, or sex, they were interested in the sex. And then once you got married, they decided they wasn't interested in the sex. Then that's when I would say, go to God and say, okay, God, this person said that they were interested in it. They haven't done it, because now you're locked in. You're already married. You know what I mean?
Yes.
God does not want us to break up a covenant marriage and for something that God can fix. You can still go to God and say to God, God, this person said this is what they was going to do, but now they're not doing that. And then can you help my spouse, you know, to want to put us on the same page sexually? And then two, watch your health, like our health. Like our health is important when it comes to sex. Mm-hmm. So we might have to change our diet. We might have to, you know, especially if you're, you know, more mature in your marriage. You have to probably change your diet. You have to do things that will get, you know, things flowing. The juice is flowing. Because sometimes there could be a blockage. Sometimes there's stuff going on, you know, down below. You know, as we get older, you know, sometimes, you know, you got women going through menopause and men going through what they go through, they male menopause. And so, you know, but men go through male menopause, whether you know it or not, they do go through it. So you might have to look at something as far as a natural way of enhancing that particular area in your marriage so that it makes the juices get the flowing so that, you know, you want that person want it more. And then two is all how we treat each other. Mm-hmm. Got to treat each other with you love know, and respect, right?
Yeah, but
a little admiration will help.
It's other things that you can do too. When mm-hmm. it comes to it, you go to a doctor, you can get pills, just certain things. Right. It depends on, and then like you said,
but I wouldn't go get no pills, honey.
I'm just saying.
That's just me. I mean, I'm on the natural thing. So I'm going to say go the natural way. There's all kind of natural mm-hmm. remedies for anybody that's going through sexual issues, whether you be a man or a woman. If you go on YouTube, you can look them up. Erectile dysfunctions or whatever's going on with the woman. There's so many things that's there that's natural. I know my husband's saying pills and okay, whatever. But we don't, you know, we don't need that. We don't advocate that.
Right. But I'm saying go to the doctor and see. Find out.
Right. Find out what's going on and then you find your natural way of getting it done because it can be done in that realm. I'm saying if it's a health issue. Now, if it's not, and it's just a lazy issue, then yeah, pray that God will help that person to get the energy to want to be sexually active. Go ahead, honey.
All right. So now I just talked about number four. Number five, do you have a job? Mm. You know, some people don't even want to ask a person. You're talking about dating. You're talking about these websites, you know, dating sites. So anyway, you could ask all these questions. That's what I'm saying tonight. You can ask this person anything and everything.
And, what
and that's
kind
the
of
time
job?
To do it.
Because I don't think it's just asking if they got a job, but they could tell you yes. Mm-hmm. But they could be selling drugs and call that a job. Right. What do you do? What is your occupation? Okay, what have you learned in school? You know, I was talking to one of my nieces and she was talking about a conversation she had with a young man that she's looking, you know, at and stuff or that's looking at her. And he couldn't even, you know, he didn't even know what a sentence was. So I told her right then and there, I would have shut that all the way down. I would have been like, okay, brother, you need to go back to school. And once you go to school and graduate, then maybe come to check me out. But right now you don't know what you need to know. So you need to make sure what kind of education this person has gotten. Go ahead, honey.
All right, so let me go over the rest of these. But you on a roll right now.
I'm saying it's more the job you got to, you know.
Mm-hmm. Number six, you know, it's all right to ask a person, do you own your own car, your house, or whatever it may be?
That's good.
Now, number seven, a lot of people don't want to ask this, you know, will my debt be your debt? When you're talking about getting in bed together.
Oh, that's
you
good.
Know, but these are questions when you don't know if this person's got a lot of debt or whatever.
That's true. So you mean a children. Yeah. Like that person has children and child support. So they need to find out if they have children out there that they're paying child support for. I think that's a good question.
And a lot of people don't want to ask these questions. If you've been with different women, you know, had different relationships or whatever, got a lot of, you know, different kids, different baby mamas.
How many baby mamas?
You know what I'm saying?
That's
you
need to find out all you be one or not.
Not once you get in, you know. After the dating, you're talking about marriage, and then you find it's people that find out these things.
Yeah, people find out that person got
like
10 kids.
They got a whole different family out there. So
yeah, they get with the person, get married, and then they find out, they got 10, what? And you got to pay child support for all the, that's too much.
Yep. Number eight, can you deal with, the person want to ask, can you deal with my friends? This is a lot of problems when you go from being single, you get
that's
into
a
relationship.
That's
people
a big
don't want to leave their friends. Mm-hmm. They, you know, some friends going to be with you and you're going to lose some friends because you're not doing what you used to do with them, spending time with them all the time and doing all that. Now you got a partner.
Yeah.
You know, now you're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. If you're a real friend, you're going to learn how to understand that and be respectful for your friend.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a woman or a man. You're going to be respectful because you're a friend and a friend got to know their rightful place.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Important. How much debt? How many kids? And importantly, what's your HIV and STD status, STI status? Get tested together and see the results together. And that's very true.
I'm getting to that. Ain't nobody asked you to say all that.
Jessica in our notes.
Hallelujah.
He ain't get there yet, but he going. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I said I got 15. These are things you supposed to ask.
Okay.
And I agree with what you just said.
That's right.
I agree with it. Yes, 100%.
Yes,
people do not want to ask these questions.
Yep.
You need to.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one at number 9, it says, can you deal with me doing things on my own? A lot of people, when they get in a relationship, they don't want to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
The woman that suffocates you, or the man that suffocates you, or the needy person.
Right.
They want you there all the time. You can't do nothing.
You can't,
they want to control everything that you do,
mm-hmm.
and they suffocate you.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't want to be in that type of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You just, especially if you just got out of your parents' house, no way in the world you want to be in a dictatorship.
Right,
but
also too, you don't want no person clinging to everything you do.
Everything you do.
You can't have no space to yourself. Because I do want to say something on that really quick. That me and my husband, we've been married for 36 years. You know, and 36 mm-hmm. years of marriage and 39 years of being together, you need some time by yourself sometimes. And women need to understand it's okay to have a break from your spouse. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you got friends, if you want to go out with your girlfriends or your fellow, if that man want to go out with his friends, it should be okay as long as you know that he's doing the right thing and she's doing the right thing. But it shouldn't be you depressed and you got all these problems and you got all these issues because this person wants to spend time alone. It has nothing to do with you. That means you have a self-security, insecure problem if this person got to be doing everything with you 24/7. I don't care who you married to. You know what I'm saying? Me and my husband don't do everything together. Like some things I need to do alone. Number one, get out of my bed in the morning and come into this room where I'm at currently and pray. Okay, I need to do that by myself. That needs to be between me and God. Now, I love my husband and we pray. We pray together. Yes, we do. But I need a long time with God. So what I'm saying is this person should not be monopolizing your time like that. Yes. And if they are, you need to sit them down and put your foot down and tell them, look, if we're going to be in a relationship together, this can't be happening. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't handle it and fix it, then it can't be no us. You know, that's got to be done. It is what it is.
Read what Jessica said.
Yeah, she says, sorry, just wow, the amount of HIV patients lately. Young, old, and married. It's been a lot. It's been a lot when it comes to that. She's just saying. So you'll get to that part. So
it's a lot of what she was saying. It's a lot of patients that have HIV.
HIV, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, said a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like she said, you need to go, make sure this person is tested and everything.
You know? Mm-hmm.
I think everybody needs
that. Is that on your list?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Have a medical card.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was really my next one anyway. Number 10, how is your health? Do you have any sexual diseases, HIV or anything like that?
That's good.
You need to be upfront with the person.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Even though we know the person's going to say no, but it's better than what you're going to get if you lie to this person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of people get hurt behind
that. They do. But that should be a catalyst for dating that person, you tell that person, okay, if we're planning on, being together as time go on and those kind of things, yeah, we both need to go. And get checked out. And that's crazy because I know back in the day when we were dating, that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
We both went and got checked out. We both went and had blood tests done, all that to make sure that we both were good for each other. Mm-hmm. Because he was dating other people and I was dating other people too. I didn't have that many people that I dated. But, he had a little more than you. He had a little bit more than me. But, we both went and got ourselves checked out. And so I don't understand why women do not do that. And then later on, they find out they have, HIV because they did not take the time to work. You know what I'm saying? Like what you're saying tonight is to care about you in the dating process. Make sure that you are valuable in this dating process, not just about you getting that person, not making them the prize, but making yourself the prize, mm-hmm. and saying to yourself, okay, I'm the prize here because what the Bible says, that when he that findeth the wife finds a good thing and obtains the favor of the Lord. So we women are you guys' favor. Bottom line, you are some man's favor as a woman, and you should take the time to want to make sure that this person is good for you because you don't want to be the favor to somebody who got AIDS or HIV or whatever is going on out there. You don't want to be the favor to nobody like that's been out there doing all kinds of things and couldn't take the time themselves to value themselves enough to go to the doctor and get it fixed,
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you got to value yourself.
All right. One thing I wanted to say that was good, what you just said. When you go to these websites, why they can't just give you
a health
already
status.
Put up, no, already get your medical card and put it up there same that thing. You clear. Well, I'm just saying they should have it at these
right,
you know, before you even get on the
like when you the like app that or should whatever. Be part of the dating you, process right, of them being on out. That app that they went to the doctor and got themselves checked. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So that's a good that's idea. What somebody hint hint.
Yeah. But you also, too, you probably want to still go back and do something anyway because, well, you know, some people can lie.
Well, you can
but if this is a reputable
updated.
Site
right.
and you would make sure that that person was checked out, like they said, so I don't know how they would do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, how many relationships it does have sound like you been
that
in?
That would be nice.
There's nothing
yeah.
wrong with asking that.
Right.
Now, number 12 is a big one because mm-hmm. you don't know who's who nowadays.
Right.
Number 12, are you gay or are you Ooh, bisexual or
are you
a lesbian?
DL?
You know, do you like threesomes?
Mm.
You know, these it's all a go when you this is your opportunity to ask before you even waste your time with this person. That's
mm-hmm.
what we're saying.
Yeah.
You can ask these 15 questions or whatever and just be real with the person.
Yes.
You know, that's what we're saying tonight. Being real, mm-hmm. being honest. Why waste somebody's time? This person could be going on, you know, to meet with somebody else. 13, are you, you know, addicted to any drugs or alcohol or whatever? You need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I like weed or, you know, I whatever.
Yeah, whatever they
whatever
do.
Whatever drugs,
cocaine, whatever,
alcohol,
crack, whatever.
Smoking, whatever.
Right.
Anything.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're talking about being honest. And then you got to realize this person is talking about being married.
Yeah.
Not just dating or, you know, being with somebody one night stand. We're talking about getting married.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking about getting married to somebody, you're already serious. You ain't talking about going on no date, playing no games.
Right.
I need to know these things about you. And this man should want to know about you. Both sides want to know about each other.
Yeah.
And then number 14 is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know the family.
Mm.
We always say that. Get to know the family because
yes.
the fruit don't fall far from
it's
the
sure
tree. And them aunts and uncles, they going to tell you about so-and-so.
They sure will.
They ain't going to lie. That boy ain't no good. You going to find out.
Yeah, go to the barbecue. When
yeah.
they invite you, go to the barbecue, the family barbecue. Oh, I want you to meet my family. Mm-hmm. And then ask questions from the family, you know.
And then number 15 is a beautiful one.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know the person's mindset. By the questions you ask, you're going to know. Is he going to fly off the handle? Oh, you can't ask me none of this stuff. Or you got to get to know all this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So get to know the mindset of a person.
Yes.
How do we feel about being married? How do they feel about a family? How do they feel, you know, about work and responsibility and all these things? You got to get in the people's heads and see what they're all about. You know, what are you trying to do with yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Or are you just trying to sit around and lay around and do nothing?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
you know, ride off of me or whatever it may be,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
you gotta get to know the family, and
but
then
I do
want
to go back to the
mindset.
I want to go back to that get to know the family thing
get
because
to know
I'm
the
telling
family.
You, them crazy uncles and aunts, they gonna tell you, like you said, about this person that you want to go date. They're gonna be like, yeah, you know, because
mm-hmm.
can I share this story about you?
What? No,
because
you trying tonight.
No, I'm not. It was just his family when I met. And it's crazy. We already been married for years, so it didn't really matter at this particular point. But they were always saying, we thought William was crazy. And I'm like, crazy? I'm like, what you mean? Because there's certain things he did when he was a kid. So I said, you mean tell me I married a crazy man and I didn't even know that all these years? And we both just bust out laughing. But they meant, you know what I'm saying? That they just thought, you know, it's something that you could be a certain kind of way growing up. But then when you get older, you know, you grow into, you know, who that, you know, into the person that God wants you to be and stuff. But it was just funny to me how they kept saying it. And I kept saying, wait a minute, who y'all talking about? You know, and I'm like, what do you mean? You know. But my husband is not crazy by a long shot. I mean, he is, but not like that. So, but anyway, it was just funny.
Yes.
So you do want to get to know, you know, the family. You do want to get to know.
Just don't
because they're going to, that's right, they're going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, just don't try me. I'll show you how crazy I am. I can get.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because some people, you know, hate to say it, a lot of people, you go on these dating sites, you go dating with these people. Some of these people, you got to check their mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, go and piggyback on what you said about the family.
Mm-hmm.
The family going to tell you how this person is.
They are.
So really,
they're going to disclose so many things because then once you know, you're in the know. And then you can make a better decision once you're in the know. So if that person invites you to a family barbecue where it's going to be other people, You know, bring a friend, of course, because you don't want to be going nowhere alone. But also, too, go and check the family out. Take a really good look at the family and see if that's a family you want to be a part of, because you may not want to be a part of that family. You know, you might not want to have nothing to do with the family, you know, but I think that what people need to stop doing is getting into relationships with people and trying to keep them away from their family.
Yes.
Because when you do that, that relationship is done. You cannot keep somebody away from their family if they love their family. Mm-hmm. You either come in loving the family or you get on down the road so that person that, you know, is supposed to be with that person can love him or her and their family,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's different if that person don't have a connection with their family, but if they have one and you don't have one with yours, don't come into somebody else's family and try to make them, you know, feel bad because they want to visit their family or they want to be with their family. Because if you be that kind of person, you're not going to keep that person. That person is not going to stay with you.
Yeah.
You know, so
this is a good one. What Jessica was saying,
mm-hmm.
I would even talk to the ex-wife if there was one.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah.
I would talk to the ex-wife. Mm-hmm. Now, what it is, I want to touch on that.
Yeah, you need to know what you're dealing with. And that's good. Go ahead.
Because the deal is, when a lot of people get into relationships, they don't want to talk to the ex. They mm-hmm. hear from the spouse, but they never hear why y'all get a divorce.
Right.
And he'll say this or she'll say certain things, but then you didn't hear from the other side.
Right.
So people are like, well, you know, I don't want to talk to the ex.
Right.
But if the ex is still, you know, you got a child by him or whatever, see what happened.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with him. Hey, yeah. man, what happened? If they got right. married again or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Yeah, she why was didn't this it way work out? Or we was young.
Right. Yeah. Why didn't whatever it work out?
It's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with talking to the
yeah,
ex.
Yeah, that person had one definitely.
Yeah.
I would want to know why didn't it work out and yep. those kind of things and everything. So, yeah.
And you're supposed to be grown. So,
yeah. What? You should be able to talk about it, discuss it, open it up.
Mm-hmm. Now, my wife was trying to get, she was trying to get into close to this, what I was saying.
Okay.
Yeah, and now my next part is real good.
Okay. You so know, we over the time.
What time? Oh, see, that was you. You took some of
go
my
ahead,
time.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Finish it up, honey.
It says here, while I was talking about valuing yourself in the process of dating.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal tonight was to wake you up
yes.
from serious heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wrote this down. Number one was, do not take people for face value.
Mm-hmm.
I just said that. Don't, when you go on these dating sites or you talking to somebody online or whatever, don't take them for face value because they could be lying. You know, number two, have some coof about yourself. I'm talking about here. I wrote this down, value yourself, but I'm talking about self-love. A lot of people don't have self-love mm-hmm. for themselves.
That's good.
You know, they don't first, before you talk about dating somebody, you need to love yourself. Mm-hmm. I want to get some, I got some keys right here. Can I go over a little bit?
Come on.
And I'm going to just give you all this. It says here, number two, have some coof about yourself, some get up about yourself. You remember back in the day?
Yes.
You had to have some get ups about yourself, some mm-hmm. standards, some yes. respect, some morals.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people don't have that about themselves nowadays. You know, number three, this is what you need to ask some people, yourself. Do you value yourself? A lot of people don't value yourself. If you don't value yourself, you're not going to value somebody else.
Gotcha.
So do you value yourself? What you think about yourself? Do you do self-love? A lot of people don't have self-love. A lot of
that's
people
true.
Don't even know themselves.
That's very
self-esteem
true.
Is low. This is all self-love. Mm-hmm. Nobody should have to tell you, I love you. You beautiful and all that. That's all part of self-love. When you love yourself and you value yourself, you know, this is what it's all about. I want to tell you one thing.
Definitely.
It says here, then you will have self-value. When you love yourself, you're going to have self-value. That means you're worth more. A key here, make yourself more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, when you're talking about what I mean by this, when you're talking about a man and a woman or whatever, and you come into a relationship and you're talking about dating, the good part of it, when you own your own car, you own your own house.
Yes.
You got a career job. You're all about something. That means you valued yourself. You worth something.
That's right.
You know, you're not somebody, you know, that don't have anything. Mm-hmm. You worth something. Number four, I'm going to move through this real quick. The most important person to love is you. A lot of people don't love themselves. Do you even know yourself? Do you know you? What
that's
you
good.
Like, what you don't like, what's your weakness? You know, how you feel. Do you like sex? Y'all don't like sex or whatever. Do you know you?
Mm.
Before you get in bed with somebody else, make sure you know you, what you want.
Yes.
Right? Number five, how do I want someone to love me? A lot of people don't ask themselves that. Mm-hmm. How do you want somebody to love you? If you want somebody to take their time, wine you and dine you, romance you and all this stuff, how do you want to be loved? Mm. That's your right.
That's good.
That's your right. Yeah. If you got self-love and you love yourself and you confident in yourself, then you should expect somebody to love you the way you want to be loved.
Yes.
Not the way they want to love you.
Yes.
But the way you love me may not be the way I want to be loved.
That's right.
Exactly. Am I walking heavy, nope, somebody?
Very true.
Don't let someone take your rights. This person can bring you up or bring you down or tear you down.
Yes.
So you want somebody to love you the way you want to be loved, the way God loved you, mm-hmm. right? Oh, I'm getting through this pretty good. Stop looking for love and love yourself. Mm-hmm. Love yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote these three things down real quick. Love God. First of all, you got to know your rightful place. Love God. Number two, love yourself. Number three, love your neighbor as yourself. And when you do all this, then you'll put another value, what you worth, what you want out of life. Because why? You put God first, you love yourself, that self-love, caring for yourself, wanting to protect yourself, not wanting to get in a bad relationship, not settling for just anything.
Yes.
And then you will know how to love your neighbor as yourself. Because why? I love me. I care about me.
Yes.
And that's self-love. Mm-hmm. And I hope I did good tonight, y'all. I'm going to close with that. Self-love. Get some self-love for yourself, because when you love yourself, you're going to value yourself.
Yes.
You're not going to settle for these clowns or somebody that don't want to work or whatever it may be.
Right. You won't. You won't settle for less if you really do care about you.
That's right.
Yeah. You'll make sure that you get your list together and check everything off that you want to really know.
Yeah. So wake up, get out of your head. Stop saying you too old and this. No, when you value yourself, I don't care how old you are, you deserve to be happy.
And have the best.
And have the best.
We deserve
God
the best.
God wants to give you the best.
God wants us to have it. And you should want what God wants for you. And that is the best. Remember,
the best.
You as a woman are the favor to that man. So what kind of favor are you? Ooh, that's a whole nother topic.
Yep. So we're going to close with that. I pray you got something out of this.
Yes. Jessica said one day she's going to join us live for a conversation, and we're going to hold you to that, you and your husband.
That's
we
right.
We want y'all definitely to come on live with us. So we might be getting that scheduled soon. So.
Yes. You know, and it's good to hear other people's opinion. And man, it's just.
Yes.
You know, we once from my heart. I want young people,
India said that's
I awesome want you to word. Get in marriages that's going to last, and you can make it last, but with God.
Yes.
And putting these things in order. Don't get in bad relationships. Don't waste your time. You deserve more for yourself.
Yes.
You're a king. You're a queen. Treat yourself like it. Yes. Self-love. You can do more than what you think you can do.
Yes.
All right. God bless.
All right. We just thank y'all so much for joining us. We won't be here next Sunday because it is Easter or Resurrection Sunday. That's what I call it, Resurrection Sunday. And so we're going to enjoy family time on that Sunday. So we'll be back that following Sunday. But make sure you guys go get a copy of my new book. I'm so excited about this project. I am. I'm so giddy and so excited because it is so much meat in here. You know, some of us can only handle milk, but there is meat in here. Okay. And it's going to help you to know what you're dealing with in your spouse and in you, but it's mainly for you to know you. And if your spouse want to read it, it's for them to know them. So definitely go get it at themarriagecafe.com. Okay.
We're going to pray out.
We're going to go ahead and pray.
Dear Lord, we just thank you for the word tonight. Thank you all the listeners out there tonight, Lord. And we thank you for the book.
Yes.
Pray that you put your hand upon the new book, Lord,
yes,
and my
Lord.
Wife, her health, and
bless
and just bless it, Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, let us be a blessing to your people tonight and a blessing to you, Father.
Yes.
Well, we just want to be pleasing in your sight.
Yes.
Lord, let us all have a blessed, awesome week, a safe week, and a good night's sleep. And this is our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. And we all say,
amen.
And
we just want to say also, Lord, to cover every couple that's out there looking to get married, that's already married, and, you know, and that is preparing for marriage, you know.
Yes.
So just bless them and give them the right person. Give them their person, the one that you've already predestinated for them. So anyway, we thank y'all so much again. Like I said, we won't be here next Sunday, but the following Sunday. But pre-order your book now. It will be available on Amazon Wednesday. And that's the day that the orders will be sent out. So go ahead and pre-order. Like I said, free shipping. All right. Anyway, love y'all. See y'all the week after next. Right?
All right. God bless.
God bless y'all.
We love you.
We love y'all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching The Marriage Cafe. If you have never given your life to Christ and you'd like to now, please stick around for a minute. The Word says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So right now, we are going to pray together for your salvation. Please repeat this prayer after me. Lord, I believe that you died for me and rose again on the third day. I confess that I am a sinner. I need your love and forgiveness. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. I receive your eternal life. Lord, confirm your love by giving me peace, joy, and a supernatural love for others. Amen. Congratulations. You are saved.